This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. We're continuing our monthly look at entrepreneurs with ties to the University of South Florida by speaking to a 2006 mass communications advertising major who's looking to connect people in a rather unusual way. After graduating, Will Cohen went to work doing social media and mobile marketing for Dillard's and then Triad Retail Media. He eventually struck out on his own, forming a number of companies, including Top Inc., a Fort Lauderdale-based digital marketing and technology company. He's also the co-founder of Bridges. It's a social platform that connects people not by their similarities, but by their differences. Will Cohen joins us on University Beat via Skype. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So tell me, if you can, about Bridges. How does it work?
Bridges is a platform which came to me and my co-founder before the 2016 election, where we were really starting to realize that all the debates and discussions that people were having around social media was more contained in an echo chamber versus allowing more diverse and different answers when people were speaking. So we started thinking that it would be nice, instead of kind of surrounding yourself by the same people that are kind of thinking the same things as you, to connect people that are different and have different perspectives and experiences and walks of life. And maybe that would help you gain some other information that you really wouldn't have thought about. So we started building this platform, Bridges, and it's still in beta version now. But essentially how it works is people sign up, and it's based on location, it's based on gender, it's based on political ideologies, social ideology and beliefs, and all those types of things. And then once you sign up, it connects you with people that are completely different. Ideologies, religions, social identities, location, race, everything. It's, you know, a really great way to kind of break out of that echo chamber, out of that bubble that we were experiencing.
And also, it really has a big one-on-one component as opposed to just being, you know, this huge shouting into the void that the internet sometimes has on social media, right?
Exactly. So my co-founder, Keith Fogelman, and I wanted to make this not so much a social media platform. And in fact, late 2016, when we first emerged this idea, it was picked up by someone at The New Yorker who wrote a piece about it. And what they actually called us was the un-Facebook. It's actually a one-to-one closed circuit conversation. So it's more of like a messaging platform versus a holistic social media platform where everybody can see what you're saying.
Where are you at in the process right now? I know you said it's in beta, but what is your timetable? And also there's an Indiegogo going on to help you crowdfund this.
We started this Indiegogo campaign in order to raise money for the platform, but not just that, because we thought that doing something on Indiegogo would be a really great way to crowdfund and crowdsource this idea. And really, the people that we want to attract are the same types of people that are on these crowdsourcing platforms. So we kind of thought it would be a great way to accomplish two things at once. So we just started the campaign about a week and a half ago, and it's slated to run until the end of March.
Now, you graduated from USF in 2006. What are some of the things that you've learned at USF that you've carried with you along the way from the corporate world into your own businesses?
One of the things that I really benefited from USF was the diversity. USF was known for having a lot of international students, and it's really a place where you meet people of all different walks of life, not just from the United States. I have friends that were from every part of Europe, people from the Caribbean, people from Canada, people from Africa. So it was a really great way to work with others and just in my college years really gain an even deeper perspective of diversity and how others think and, you know, kind of escape, like I mentioned prior, that echo chamber of what you know. Besides that, I was an advertising major, and I was really fortunate enough when I first started that major, they had started the Zimmerman Advertising Program, and it really taught me how the trajectory of advertising and marketing was going ahead. So when I got out of school, I was prepared and armed with the knowledge of digital marketing is really going to start taking off. And that's really what got me into what I'm doing now and excited about what I'm doing.
And you're still involved with the Zimmerman School of Advertising and Mass Communications through mentoring undergraduates and sometimes guest lectures. What is one lesson you try to impart to students about entrepreneurship and following your dreams that you really want them to learn?
It's very cliche, but nothing is impossible. And if you really have a goal in mind and you work very hard at it, then you can accomplish that. It just really takes a lot of work. And, you know, there's a lot of adages about when others are sleeping or out and about in social environments, that's when you should be, you know, working on your dream and achieving your goals. And the more work you put in, the more results you're going to gain from that.
That's Will Cohen, the co-founder of Bridges. For more information about the social media platform, including a link to its Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign, visit WUSFnews.org. Will, thank you again for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.